This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The Colorado Springs Police Department is paying $65,000 to settle a racial bias lawsuit. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The ACLU of Colorado alleges three Springs police officers showed racial bias in detaining a black man without cause in 2018. The officers handcuffed and searched 29-year-old Corey Barnes because they suspected he was a 15-year-old black suspect they were looking for. The ACLU says Barnes was wearing different clothes, had a different hairstyle, and came out of a different building than the officers were told to search. On top of the $65,000 settlement, the police department has agreed to train all active officers on the legal authority in detaining civilians in such a manner. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service says it's reopening fire-damaged areas in northern Colorado just in time for hunting season. Many places had been closed due to last year's record wildfires and this year's wet weather. After a summer of recovery work, people can now return to places like Long Draw Road near Fort Collins. Some areas near the East Troublesome and Cameron Peak fire burn scars are still closed. Colorado Parks and Wildlife found the two black bear cubs they've been searching for since late May. The agency asked the public for help locating the cubs, which are the offspring of a mother bear who was euthanized after attacking a man in Steamboat. The cubs will be released back into the wild next spring. You're listening to CPR News.